Several months ago, Morning Edition visited some big old trees, including the redwoods of Humboldt County, California, the tallest trees in the world. The ancient trees rise hundreds of feet in the air and seem to defy gravity. But NPR's Ketzel Levine has discovered gravity may win after all.
It hardly seems fair. Giant redwoods should know no bounds. But a study published today in the journal Nature suggests that the trees can only grow so tall. For the world's tallest redwood, the stratosphere giant, that is stultifying news. George Koch, one of the authors of the study, points to plumbing as the main challenge for the redwoods.
The energy involved in raising water to great heights in trees results in the leaves being water stressed at the top of the tree.
Not getting enough water
to meet their full demands. And that means that their photosynthetic rate is reduced. And that's going to cause the tree to grow more slowly. And so the taller a tree gets, the more slowly it will grow until it finally slows down at this sort of ceiling height that we've estimated for redwoods.
For decades, there have been other theories about what might stop a tree, even whether one might just topple past a certain unstable height. But George Koch and his colleagues focused on hydrology, how a tree moves water. They studied in detail a number of the giant redwoods from their roots to their crowns. They gathered information about photosynthesis, leaf shape, carbon dioxide concentrations, and came up with a number, 440 feet, beyond which the trees wouldn't grow. The hardest part of their work, of course, was getting into the redwoods. The first 150 feet is straight up on most of them, not a branch to climb. But with ingenuity and a light step, the intrepid professor and his team made it all the way up.
So what did the leaves at the top tell you?
They told us that they've got a problem with water supply. In a lot of ways, the leaves at the top of a redwood tree resemble much more the leaves of plants from deserts than they do the leaves of plants from short rainforest trees, even temperate rainforest trees. Structurally, they look like the junipers, these shrubby, drought-adapted conifers that grow all over where I live in Arizona, than they do trees that grow in wet habitats.
Redwoods, it would seem, have their feet in coastal California and their heads in the desert Southwest. Naturally, George Koch's first allegiance is to his day job. He teaches at Northern Arizona University. But you get the feeling he'd like to be back in the woods.
For example, there are eucalyptus trees in Australia that grow very tall also. They're a totally different kind of plant than a conifer like a redwood or a Douglas fir. They're a broadleaf tree. They may have very different tricks to solve the height water stress problem. And we would really like to test these ideas in other tall-growing species, as well as stay around long enough to see if any of these trees reach the limit that we've predicted they may.
Of course, nothing in the study published today is of any worldly use to the 2,000-year-old redwoods. They're still reaching for the sky. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Photographs of some of the world's biggest trees are at npr.org.